Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. So send us a note if you have an idea or just want to say hi. Our email address is indianaweekend@gmail.com. Thanksgiving has come. Christmas is around the corner. If you found yourself in the giving mood, you're not alone. It turns out that charities receive about 40% of their total annual contributions in the last few weeks of the year. Whether it's from tradition or the onset of winter, thoughts of our own gratitude, nonprofits know we're inclined to be generous. So it was in that spirit that the Boy Scouts and Muncie firefighters teamed up to serve more than 300 turkey dinners to the homeless and disadvantaged this week. They even made a competition out of it, firefighters and scouts trying to see who could make the tastiest turkey.
My name is Eddie Bell. I'm the chief of the Muncie Fire Department. It's turned into a war a little bit. You think Boy Scouts, you think nice guys, and now we're having a great time with it, and at the same time we get to come out and, you know, be with the community and help out and get a lot of folks a nice dinner tonight. So Boy Scouts just do a great job and just a heck of an organization.
This is a good day for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that we can get out and enjoy ourselves with the community, it doesn't get any better than this. And especially, like I said, when we're paired with, you know, the Boy Scouts of America and all the things that they do.
Chief, firefighters take a lot of pride in their cooking.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't get this size by not eating, so I've done a little cooking.
There's the culture of the firehouse. Food's an important thing. You take it seriously.
It is. And those who can't cook, step to the side. Usually in the firehouse, you've got probably two or three good cooks per station, and then there's some that couldn't boil an egg, you know. And,
but they have to take a turn, don't they?
Well, they have a lot of times it's a little more expensive on them. They have to buy pizza. So whatever it takes to get through the day.
Tell me about what you all did for this meal.
We had five firefighters cook turkeys, and I should say three stations and two firefighters. My deputy chief, Brett Granger, he has cooked a turkey also, and he's on his way. And then we had three of the fire stations cook turkeys today and brought them up. So we think we'll be real competitive.
Did you use a specific method? I mean, how did you?
I can't give out any secrets. Boy Scouts been wanting to know all.
Well, it's late now. What was your secret weapon this time?
It is late. Well, we went ahead and we stuffed our turkey this time, the one that'll be judged, and just used a lot of spices that we commonly use at firehouse. And it, like I said, I think it'll be pretty decent.
Give me kind of the broader picture. Firefighters respond to every kind of emergency you can imagine.
Exactly.
In the community.
We do, and it's a situation where, you know, whether it's first responding with some kind of medical emergency or firefighting. Also, we're in the people business. You know, we talk all the time. The mayor talks about being in the people business. We're just that, and we just want to make sure that, you know, we're out there for the community, and anything that we can do to make things better for someone, we're going to do it.
Chief, in an event that helps the homeless, you can think back to some times where you've, in the course of your job, seen people who needed help.
You know, it hurts you when you see fires and you know that people don't have insurance. They've lost everything that they've had, and they're just at the bottom. That's one of the reasons why we're trying to put together a couple things, as in a rescue home. When someone's burnt out, then we would be able to place them in our rescue home for 2 to 3 weeks until they could get back on their feet. And, you know, it's like the Toys for Tots that we do every year. That program's we've already got started. It started about the 1st of November. And the free Christmas pictures with Santa Christmas Eve from 11 to 5. That's just throwing that in. But, yeah, just want to do anything and everything we can.
Well, this time of year can be tougher on families.
It is, absolutely. And a lot of people, you know, it leads to depression, and it's just a tough time for them if they've lost loved ones.
A lot of folks may not realize the depth of need that people are in until they see it themselves.
Right. And I'll tell you, you know, we've had house fires, and like I said, people get down on their luck, and it's tough for them to rebound. And we've stayed in touch with a lot of those folks. A lot of those folks this time of year will take groceries and check on them to make sure that they're okay and everything. And I don't know, it's a human part of it that, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you think you're firefighters, you go out and that's all you do. It's not. It's really not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my darling. Stand by me.
Muncie Fire Chief Eddie Bell on the efforts of firefighters and Boy Scouts to serve more than 300 Thanksgiving dinners to the homeless and disadvantaged this week. Up next, Assistant Scoutmaster Matt Gossage.
To stand by you, no matter how much money you got.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Write us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Did you have a big crowd for Thanksgiving dinner? Hard to imagine anybody topping this meal, turkey for 300 served in the basement of the High Street Methodist Church in Muncie. It was a friendly cooking competition between Muncie's firefighters and local scouts. And as the hungry crowd gathered, right in the center was the scoutmaster in charge who organized everything.
My name's Matt Gossage, and so we're down here in the basement, and the High Street Methodist Church was real nice to let us use their facility. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. My friend Christine Weens and I, she used to work at the YWCA, and I just happened to be walking through the kitchen one day and noticed that she was trying to make Thanksgiving dinner and do her job, and that just wasn't happening. And so I decided to pitch in. I called in a few of my boys and just to help bus tables, and just the impact it had on them. I mean, just to be able, just how good it made them feel to give away.
And you mean your scouts?
Yes.
Because you're an assistant.
I'm assistant scoutmaster with Troop 22. And Christine decided that we just weren't doing enough. And so the first people I thought to call was the firemen. I mean, they're the guys you see out at intersection with their boots out. I mean, they've dedicated their lives to saving other people's lives. I knew they'd be up for it in a heartbeat. So instead of feeding 120, we're able to jump to about 300. And so all the firehouses are competing. I've got troops coming in from all over. As far Winchester, Newcastle, Anderson, people just, nobody said no to me. It's just nuts. Just great stuff. I mean, we had 47 turkeys donated. I think like 120, 150 pies. I mean, it's just, like I said, nobody said no. It's just the whole project. One lady called up and said, is it okay if we bring 50 pounds of sweet potatoes? And I said, well, heavens, yes. And then some. See, look, there's more pies. They're still not done. And a big part of scouting is giving to your community. You have to put in service hours. And so this is a wonderful opportunity because I didn't want just my boys, but I wanted scouts all over to see how wonderful it is to give. And a lot of people really don't know what we do. We are a community-based group.
Had you done this kind of thing before? Had the scouts been helping people around Thanksgiving before?
Oh, yeah, depending on where you are. This is not an unusual thing. This one's a little odd because of its size. You know, we have so much. I mean, just your standard turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, corn. Texas Roadhouse gave me 600 rolls, baked beans, macaroni and cheese. Like I said, I think over 120 pies, apple, peach, pumpkin, you name it, it's here. And what was really nice is this whole thing was sponsored by Bridges. It's a company that kind of provide interim housing, stuff like that. So they donated 30. I asked them if they could donate a couple birds. They gave me 36. And once they got started, yeah, it just went, like I said, it's just gone crazy. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
How long have you been preparing for this?
This has taken us about 4 weeks. And I think next year I might want six.
Tell me about how the scouts have responded.
And what I've noticed is this will be the fifth time we've done it, but at a smaller scale. I don't even have to ask them to come anymore. They're starting to ask me when it is. because sometimes you have to see somebody who doesn't have it as good as you to know just how lucky you are. And I mean, it's just like ever since I just, my kids don't whine about not getting an iPod or something really expensive for Christmas because they know there's some people who aren't going to get anything.
This is part of an education for a person.
Yeah. Oh, heavens, yes. I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, they understand how important it is to be part of the community. And if you were to ask any of my boys if they're going to do this when they grow up, I doubt you'll get a no.
What have you heard the boys say as they've been involved in this kind of effort? You know that it's really taken hold when they...
When they start crying, I know I've done my job. They understand just, like I said, just how cool it is to be a part of something, to actually the gift of giving.
Tell me about some of the people that you've met in the course of doing this, some of the folks that y'all have been able to help.
Well, I mean, it's just like we have people from the Bewley Center, the Ross Center. We have a few homeless vets in town. I've just made a whole lot of friends, a whole lot of friends. And the guys from the fire department are so cool. I mean, they're just all over it. Yeah, I mean, just the amount of people I've gotten to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do this for as long as I can.
This time of year, I mean, there are people, the needs of people really kind of surface this time.
Yeah, especially some people just don't get anything special to eat, especially now that it's cold. It's just, like I said, it's just a feel good all over.
There's something about this time of year, isn't there, that tugs at your heart.
It is, and I think it is Thanksgiving, and I think this is really the best way to spend it. I mean, since we've started this, we have not had Thanksgiving at home anymore. It's just not the same. It's just so much cooler to give than it is to receive. And, yeah, there is something just about Christmas that just makes you feel like giving.
Kids can come from all different walks of life or all different stations in life, but may not realize how tough some people have it.
Exactly. And the nice thing about the uniforms are is we're all the same. And quite frankly, we have some boys who live in the projects and really don't have anything, and they've spent a whole lot of time accepting stuff, and for them to get to turn around and give it back is pretty cool.
There's something that makes you grow as a person when you are helping others.
Oh, heavens, yes.
When you're helping folks like this, the boys get something out of that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And can you think of a way in which you've seen them grow from that, or you've seen their reaction to that?
They always act more responsible at this function than we already. Because when we go out camping, they're pretty much just goofy little boys. But when they come here, they're especially proud. Their manners change. Their shirts are tucked in. Yeah, I mean, it's big stuff.
Looking ahead a little bit, the mission doesn't stop with this dinner, right?
Oh, heavens no. I want other scoutmasters to actually hear this and come talk to me about it, because I've templated this whole project. It would be cool if we could do this all over the country. I mean, just what it does for scouting, it makes people realize just what we do. We do a whole lot more than camp.
What you've done here, you can show other folks how to do it in their cities.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, how we went about it, the groups that we contacted, how all this stuff went on. So if they want to do it, because guess how much money I've spent so far?
$10,000.
$12.37. I had to buy some charcoal this morning. I forgot to ask for it for free.
Good work. People want to help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, especially our community, the restaurants, the grocery stores, people I don't even know. People aren't even involved in scouting. People aren't even involved with the firemen or anything else. I was at a restaurant last night. Some guy walked up and handed me a $100 bill and told me to spend it. He found out what I was doing. Didn't want a receipt, wasn't anything about tax write-offs.
Why is that, you suppose?
I think for the most part, a lot of people don't have an avenue where they can actually share something that they can give directly to. And when they know something like this is going on, where 100% of it is going directly into it, they can't say no.
After an event like this, do you find yourself thinking about it later?
Well, I probably won't eat turkey for 364 days. This stays with me a long time. But, I mean, like I said, it just makes you feel good. The amount of friends you make and the good you do, the whole thing is just wonderful.
Matt Gossage, an assistant scoutmaster who organized last Saturday's early Thanksgiving dinner for 300 homeless and disadvantaged folks. They had 47 donated turkeys, 150 pies. Texas Roadhouse gave 600 rolls. Of course, he had to put up some of his own money, $12, for charcoal that he forgot to find a donor for.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to be free, tis the gift to come down where you want to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
More than any other time of year, it seems as if we hear about good deeds during late November and December. So maybe it's no surprise that a platoon of Boy Scouts joined Muncie firefighters to put on an early Thanksgiving dinner for needy folks. We talked to social worker Christine Weens and one of the folks in line with a three-year-old child.
Christine Weens, and I'm just a social worker in Delaware County. I work for Bridges Community Service now. For the past 5 years, Matt and I have had a Thanksgiving deal for the homeless and for the needy families. This year, it's a challenge between the Boy Scouts, Eagle Golden District, and the fire department.
Tell me about the degree of need there is in the community for a dinner like this.
There's a huge need, and I think it's just things we take for granted. Mm-hmm. How many times do you just have one meal on Thanksgiving at home? So if we can bring them together and realize there's still people here that care, and it's fun.
Talk about the fun part.
The fun part is everybody gets here. We got here at 10 o'clock this morning. There's turkeys smoking. There's people bringing food in. There's decorating going on. We got 30 people running around here trying to get everything together, and it's all with good intentions. It's fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And you've been doing this for 5 years.
I've done it for 8. I did it myself for 3. Matt was working on the windows at a shelter that I was working at and decided that it was too much work for one person, which it was, and I really couldn't reach that many anyway, just doing it myself. So he brought the Boy Scouts in the next year, and we just escalated from there. So,
tell me a story from one of those years.
I had a little boy by the name of Malachi, who was 5 years old, who came running in the kitchen after Thanksgiving was done and grabbed my leg, and he is like, I've never had turkey in my life, and now I'm eating turkey for the rest of my life every single day. Okay, so, yeah, they don't have turkey. You know, and said something we all take for granted sometimes that we don't realize. So,
well, there's that idea that you don't realize how difficult some people have.
No, we don't. We don't. And they, I'm not sure they do sometimes. So it's, if we can get them out here and give them a good meal and get them together and kind of combine resources, and sometimes good cheer escalates to good cheer to other, maybe other people will do things too.
Have you seen the need change in the past few years?
A lot of our clients that are here, or a lot of the community here is on food stamps, or that's been cut. That only goes so far. It doesn't go for extras. It doesn't go for big turkeys. And I know they had a giveaway today where they gave away 75 turkeys and there was 200 people that showed up. That's a big shortage. So how many people did not get that turkey? The need is there. Like I said, I see it every day. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people we got, I went to the food lines and handed out the flyers. You know, and they start lining up at noon, and it's not even till 5:30.
In previous years, you've helped maybe 100 to 150 people?
Started out probably maybe only 50, maybe 100 at the most, 150.
So we're in this season now, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're a social worker. What do you think people should know that maybe we don't know about?
I think that people sometimes think that they do not, people put themselves in this position. Maybe some do, maybe some don't. It's still Christmas. It's still Thanksgiving.
At 6 p.m., just after dark on a very chill November night, something beautiful happened. Volunteers began serving Thanksgiving meals to 300 people in a church basement. One was this woman and her 3-year-old daughter.
It it brings people together.
It does bring people together.
Community.
You're here with your friends and stuff?
Yep. Here with my friends, and I don't have any family, so being here with my friends is a big thing. We found out about it through a better way, so that's where we're associated with a better way.
Did you come last year?
No. Last year I lived at the Y.
Yeah. Tell me about that a little bit.
Living at the Y, living in a small little room, but Christine, I know her because she was the director, the residential director when I lived there. And so I moved out of a better way and went straight to the Y. And now I have my two-bedroom apartment.
Okay. Things are looking up, huh?
Huh?
Things are looking up.
Yep, things are looking up. Got a job. Been there a year.
I don't know. Things happen to people.
Yeah, they do.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
It's better. I mean, a year ago I left my abuser, so, and moved to a place I don't know anybody. I don't have any family here, but the family I made through the Y and a better way.
You make friends, and they help you get by.
Yeah, they do.
What do you suppose a lot of folks don't realize about the way life is for people?
It's hard, but it gets better. There's an upside to it.
There are folks in tough situations
mm-hmm,
out there
that don't have anything, and we have a roof over our head. I mean, I can't afford anything, so.
People can get in situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about
that. And there's always help out there. I mean, all you have to do is ask. I used to be afraid to ask for help. Now I'm not afraid to ask for help. I have a 3-year-old, so.
Just give me an idea of what happened to you.
October 25th last year, I left my abuser. He was physically abusive, verbally, mentally, everything. And he would take my money, and you don't think things like that. Like somebody saying, I want your check, and then having me ask for my money. I moved into a better way. And then October 25th of last year, and then I moved out after I got a job. And
things are coming around.
Yeah, things are coming around. Been there a year. I got everything straightened out. And if it wasn't for a better way or the YWCA, I wouldn't have anywhere to go.
It's going to be a better Christmas this year?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be better.
A face in the crowd, a voice of hope, a smile on a cold November night in a crowded church basement. For all the things we can't fix in the world, it's good to know good-hearted Boy Scouts and Muncie firefighters could make a few things right, if only for a little while.
When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning we come round right.
And that, my friends, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Think of something you're thankful for or a special holiday memory and drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.